Yeah, we're holding again. That we're holding daf memhei amar alef again on top. Again, the shaila was which elim are we talking about? The mishnah that says ein makpin zezer. If you want to say the elim of pashas apikudim, it only says one aisle. If it's talking about the pashas of vayikra, where it talks about the yikra kabbaras that are brought on shvuis in Toras Kanim, someone says havayi ksivbu. It says the word havayi mashmil kubi. You have to have two. You can't just bring one. Someone says le'olam really the yatzeres of Toras Kanim. We're talking about the kabbonis taka that are brought down in vayikra to talk about the kabbonis the oilers that are brought on shvuis the teres to shtei lechem. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Meaning, if you only have two elim to bring for the oila that's brought in Pashas Vayikra, that you bring in Bateras Ashtei Lechem, and you don't have another oil to be brought for Musaf, which is brought down in Chumash HaPekudim, still you can bring those two. And Veloy oil the Chumash HaPekudim, and if you only have one oil that you want to bring it for Musaf, which says in the Pashas of Pinchas, Makiv Luli Elim, Bateras Kahanim. It's not Makiv the two that's brought down in Toras Kahanim, meaning if you only have the one for Musaf, you can bring it. So that's what our Mishnah means to say. But then, Echnami, if you want to be Yotza, the Elim that it says in Vayikra, you have to bring two, because it says the word Yiyu Likuvo. Just means if you only have two, or if you only have one for Musaf, you can bring that one or that two, even though you can't be Yotza the other din. So that's the pshat from Mishnah, the Elim are not marked from Zezer. Zemur says, Elif so, Purim. If so, the Gemara is, Ela Purim. When the Mishnah says Purim is not marked from Zezer, the Chord means the Afilu Hadodi Loi Makfi. Because the place where it says two Purim is by Musaf, by Pashas Apichudim. And there thou not makfin. So even if you only want to bring one par from Musaf, you can bring it. And Echonami, the Pashas of Vayikrom, that's Likuva. But over there it only says to bring one par. Where does it say to bring two Purim? By Musafim, by Pashas Apichudim in Pinchas. And that we say now is not Likuva. So when the Mishnah says Purim are not makfin zezer, it means even the two Purim that's supposed to bring for Musaf, if you only bring one of them, yotza. So if so, the Elim, to'ocho do'ocho du'lo mi'akfi. But by Elim, it just means the Pashas HaPikudim is not mark of the Pashas of Vayikra, or the ones that brought in Vayikra, not mark of the one of Pikudim. But Inu mi'akfi, but the ones that are brought down in Vayikra, that's where it says to Elim, they're the Yak mi'akfi zezer. It's also, it's a little like a steer in the Mishnah. According to Mishnah's Mashma, by Purim means even La Dodi, by themselves the two are not makav, you're going to bring one. And by Elim it means no. It's set you have to bring, whether it's two or whether it's one. It just means the two sets are not makav zezer. Samar says, yes, I'll answer you. Tona mili mili katani. The Mishnah means to say each case by itself, mili mili. By the Elim, the Locharism means that true, you have to bring the two Elim that it says in Pashis, that it says in Vayikra. And by Musaf it only says one aisle. Saint Makvin's means the Kabonis of Vayikra, not Makvin, the Kabonis in Pekudim. Mashenkin, by Purim, there where it says two Purims in the Pasha of Musafim, and there they're not Makvin Zezer, Saint Echadam, it's Mili Mili. By the Purim Taka means any one power you have, even though it's only one power for Musaf, still you could bring it. Now the Gemara goes to Dash and Psukim that it says in Yecheskel. The Mar says, "Katoni, we learned the pasuk in Yecheskel, or by Yom HaChodesh, Poshim Mizrach HaChodesh, that Tikach you take Par Ben Bokor, Tomim, Tamimim, the Shisha Kvosim, the Ayel Tamimim Yiyu." Yeah, that's the pasuk says. So Shalur is Par Matam Leima. How come it says over here you have to take a Par? Why does it say the word Rosh Kleima? Harei Ksuva BaTorah Lo Bi Par Rosh Chodesh. The Chumash says that way. So how come Yecheskel has to say it? Matam Leima, the Gemara says, Lefi Shinema, because it says in the Pasuk, Lefi Shinema, B'Torah, Purim. It says you have to bring two Purim. Or Minayin Shem Leimotze Shinem, how do we know that if you don't find two Purim for Musaf, maybe Yechod, still you should bring even one Par, Tam Leima Par, that's this Rosh, this extra word Par, when Yecheskel teaches this Yesod, that if it's not Lekubo, like the Pashas HaPikudim, there, even though you just bring one, also it's called something. Then the pasuk says, Shisha Kvosim. You have to bring Shisha, six. For the Gemara, Mat Tamlam, what's the Chiddush of it to bring six? The Chiddush Akasha really, the Fisha Kvosim, Vatar, because in the Torah itself it says, Shiva, that you have to bring seven Kvosim. If so, the answer is really, Yumanayin, how do I know then, Shimle Motza Shiva, in case you don't find seven kvosim. Yavi shisha, still does an Indian at least to bring six. Tam lem again, this we learn out. Shisha went out from the poskin yecheskel shisha. But that's the pshalak v'na mishnah. It's ain makvin, the parasha of hamusofim, but not makvin zezeh. Ominan, how do we know so? Shim lemotze shisha, we don't find six. That yavi chamisha, koponim, should bring five. Chamisha, if you don't have five, yavi yabo, bring four. Abo, if you don't have four, yavi shlosha, shlosha, if you don't have three, yavi shnayim, afiluach, how do we know if you only have one kvasim? One kevas, bring it. Tamalayim, it says, l'kvasim ashatasik yadoi. As much as you could afford, that's what you should bring. That's the chiddush in this poskel and yecheskel. On the Yachdim Mar's question, Ichsiv Hochi, since it says at the end, any one you bring is your yotza, or it was not your yotza, but you should bring it, if so, shisha kvosim lomeli, why does the poskel have to say six? The answer is, tekama the eshladur madrinan, like don't think once you can't bring seven, so you might as well just bring one. No, if you could bring six, six. Even though you can't bring seven, but call upon him as much as you could bring, you should bring. And now we have a printed Shafi verse. This number minayin leilim shavteras kanim shemakvin zezeh. How do we know that at elim that brought down teras kanim, like we said before, there is likuva that you can't bring just one; you have to bring two. Tamalim it says the word yiyu. It's Rashi's mashma. This is part of the pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says v'shisha v'sheishas kvasim v'elim timimim yiyu. The mashmid elim that you have to have, that we're not saying less than the two elim. Now the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Koyamar Hashem Eloi Elokim, Verishon V'yachod Lachoydesh Chikach Pa Bebo Ketomim V'chatis Es HaMikdosh Chatis Oili. But this is the most question. Chatis? Is it a chatis or the oili? That this korban we bring in Rosh Chodesh, the Par Ben Bokor, in the Chumash it says it's a korban oila. So how come here in Yecheskel it says it's a chatis? It says v'chatis. Zumor says, really, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Parashizu Eliyo Asalu Dorsha, b'taka don't do pshat. It's like a good kash, we'll have to wait till Eliyo Anovi, he'll have to explain this pshat over here. That how come in Yecheskel says to bring a chatis, the Pasuk says to bring a noila on Rosh Chodesh. Ravashi, Ravashi says no. Miluyeh mekrivu b'mei Ezra. The Pasuk in Yecheskel telling us that b'mei Ezra, they brought extra kabbalas, miluyeh, special kabbalas then, b'shtas the Chanukah, the Beis HaMikdash. Kederech shekrivu b'mei Moshe. Just like the Yimei Miluyim, by the Akomis HaMishkim, on Moshe's times, that they brought extra kabbalas, they brought a chatas then. So the same thing here in Yecheskel telling us that b'mei Ezra, by the Chanukahs of the Bayis HaSheni, also they had extra kabbalas there, to cover the miluyim. That's why it says a chapis over here. It's more said, Tani Nam Yochi, don't let this also, Tani Nam Yochi, Tani Nam Yochi, Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Parashizu, Eliyo Osu Ledorsho, Eliyo will never have to help us out. Omele Rabbi Yossi, no, Miluye Mekrivu Bimei Yezra, Kadera Shekrivu Bimei Moshe. The extra carbon chapis here was, Aspataras Miluyim, just like by Moshe, that extra carbonis, who were done by Ezra also, they had extra carbonis. Omalois is said back to him, Tenuach Daitcha Shinachta Daiti, like Yashikoyach, you calm me down, by your answer, you calm me down. Like now you understand, Shan the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Again, another Pasuk, a Shreve Pasuk in Yecheskel is, that the Pasuk says, V'chol Nevelo Treifo, Min Oifo, Min Abhema, Lo Yechlo Akahanim. So it says what, the Kahanim, Shinat Ida Nevelo Treifo, Min Oif. So what the Diak is, Kahanim Uda Lo Yechlo, only Kahanim Analarit, O Treifo. For Yisrael Achli, but is that true? Could Yisrael eat Treifa? We know the use of Treifa applies to Yisrael also. So what's Pshat this Pasuk in Yecheskel? So it says only to a Kohen, which is Mashma, not to Yisrael. So most of the game, Omer Rabbi Yechanan and the Pasha Zu, Eliyo was the Dorsha. This Pasha, who we have to wait for Eliyo and Novi to darshan it. Ravina Marvina says no. Kahane Mitzuchle, the Pshat from Yecheskel is not only Kahane, but Yisrael and Moshe have the Yisa. But it's a Chiddush Kahanim. Kahanim was a Yitzchuklei. Because otherwise, Salkut, that the Chemin Chai would have thought to say, Hoyu vi ishtri malika lagabayu, since by the Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they were allowed to eat from the oif, from an oilas chattis, even though we only make a malika, which really a malika for regular Yisrael or for Chudun like is called a nevela. Malika is not a shchita. So I would have thought to say, Tishtori nami nevela treifa, and like the Yisra nevela treifa doesn't apply to Kahanim. Is Kamashnon, that's the Chiddush, know that Avad the regular treifa does apply to Kahanim. There's only a special hetter by Malika for Kahanim to eat it. Then another post is on Yecheskel, V'chein tase, B'shiva, B'achoydish, Me'ish, Shoyge, Umi Pesi, should make a spring a carbon for kapora over here. So Mara says, Shiva, what are we talking about over here? Some Rabbi Yechanan said, Eilu Shiva Shvatim Shechotu. The case where seven Shvatim did a chet, listened to the Bezna Godel, and they listened to the Embashoigeg, is Viafo Pishen Ruba Shokal, even though there's not the majority of Klai Yisrael here, still they have to bring a carbon. That's proper from this pasuk. There's a locha when but Nelam Dova the Sanhedrin for her Roshachel of Mutter. So if Rebbe Tziba does their very special power, say the Chiddush is that even though it's not the majority of the people, but I call upon him seven Shvatim, that's also. The Gemara says the Yafal P Shein Rubi Shakal, even though it's not the majority of the number of Klai Yisrael, but since it's the majority of the Shvatim of Klai Yisrael, that's also called Reif. So the pasuk says, what does the word chodesh mean? In chodshu, if the bezdin made it up new halachis, the yom when they passed him that chelav is muta, they made a mistake, a separate special type of a chelav, as a machlokes if it's really chelav or not. They passed him it was muta, and Klai Yisrael listened to them. So it's what you have to bring a power. The voice says, "Mis shoygum mafatim mafim tesi." Alam, it comes to teach us. Shein chayovim meliim helim dovim shirgas maisa. It has to be that not only Beth and Paskin wrong, but it was a Shigas Mice also. Shaoch Litzibarash, she says, Chelev Shigagapiyam, that wrote with Itzibar, listen to the Bezdin. That's when there's a chiv to bring this power. So that's the Chedushim of this Pasuk in Yecheskel. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, Zocher Roy Sishlatoiv, remember this person for the good, Vechanina ben Chiski Yeshmoy, that was his name. Shemola Yehu, if not for him, Nignas Asef Yecheskel, he would have hidden. I mean, Gonas, a safe Yecheskel. Why? Shoye Dvorov, a Soysim Divrei Torah, like we had before. A lot of psukim, a lot of halachas, it says in Yecheskel, it looks like it's being Soysim, it's going against what it says in the Torah. Is Ma'os, what the Chom do then? Is Hela, Sholosh, Meyos, Garve, Shemen. They took up 300 barrels of oil. The Yosha, Baliyah, Badosh, they went up to the attic. In other words, they used all this oil for the light. That's how much time they spent learning the mind into these psukim in Yecheskel, Vidorshu, and the Medarshin to come out, that's right. So kids, that's from the ratio so far that the Purim, Velim, and the Kvosim are not Matvin Zerzer. Now the end of the Mishnah says, Omer Rav Shimin, Hem Hoyul, Hem Purim, Rubim. If they had a lot of Kabonis, but not within the Sochim, it's no good. It's Kedai rather to buy a Korbin with the Sochim. Tadar Rabbah wrote like this. The Posik says, there's another Posik in the Yecheskel that says, the Eifel Apar, the Eifel Ayol, Yase, Minchov Lakvosim, Kashetasig Yodoi, the Shemen Hinli Eifel. So here it says in this Pasuk here, that Eifel Apar, you have to bring just one Eifel of flour for a par, and the same amount for an Ayol. So the question is, Amar Rebbe Shimon, V'chimidas Parim V'yelim Achasi, so they have the same measurement, Parim and Eilim, and the Torah says different things, like Rashi says, V'loi Minchas Parim Shloishes Reinim, or Minchas Eilim Shneyes Reinim. So what does the Pasuk mean to say in Yecheskel? It's the same thing. Eilim means like this, the Pasuk in Yecheskel. Shem Hoyelahem Parim Rubim, the case where they had a lot of Parim, a lot of Korbanis. But if Loi Hoyu Nesachim, they did not have enough Nesachim for each Korbin, is Yavio Par Echad Nesachov. Bring rather one par, but make sure you have a Nesachim with it. And it's not Kedai to bring